This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Peruse as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online with the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now. And let's not forget our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, industrial workers, janitorial workers, the mechanics, also construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to our roughnecks that are working on the oil rigs right now up across Alaska in the Gulf of Mexico and up there in the northern frozen tundra. And let's not forget also our Aramco oil workers over in Saudi Arabia. Now, you can check out the Captain's America Third Watch .com website. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Facebook.com website. And over there, the Facebook page that we have, as well as at Captain's America, and that would be the Twitter page for us. Okay, joining us, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, a little chilly, but you're up there, and you got your knees in the breeze, right? The wind's blowing a little bit up there, is that right?
It is.
Okay, all right. Well, let's start out with the CDC, because the CDC is now confirming the first possible community spread virus case in the U.S. as they talk about that case and another one where an elderly woman has apparently come down with this virus as well.
Let's put some things in context, shall we? Last year, 80,000 Americans died of flu and its complications.
Right.
Okay? 80,000. We haven't had a death of the coronavirus yet in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand there's anxiety on this. I clearly understand it. And I don't want to diminish anybody's anxieties or worries, especially those that have contracted this.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand some world leaders are making some pretty robust decisions on closing their borders and stopping flights and
they are
stopping mm-hmm. events and all these other kinds of things. In fact, Saudi Arabia just announced that they are either one limiting or terminating the Hajj, going to Mecca.
That's right.
Because their annual pilgrimage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the bigger look here at this point is, I mean, we can call it a pandemic because it obviously crosses more than one continent. I get that. Now we need to take a bigger look at people's travel patterns, and why Iran, who has, you know, obviously some reported deaths.
Right.
Now we got Bahrain. We even have Brazil now.
Yep.
So we need to really look at people's travel. And I'm not saying to kind of get into individual businesses, personal or business travel. But I'm saying we need to take long looks at these things and be able to determine if there is some other reasons on how this thing is being carried or spread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, we do, in fact, have a vaccine, and a vaccine is not a treatment. A vaccine is a method to keep you from getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a vaccine out there today. It's already out there, and it's going into its first trial. Now, this vaccine, I think, is actually being tried on some of those that, choose to do it. Now, where it's actually coming from, I don't know. You've got to go find people to participate in this.
Well, I understand this may be also something to use for AIDS.
Well, I think there was some of that discussion mm-hmm. early on, but this particular vaccine was developed as a result of SARS and MERS,
mm-hmm.
and it is called Remdesivir. Now, this was told or introduced, not because of the World Health Organization, but they are the ones that are apparently managing and sort of approving this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a second one, and the second one doesn't have an official name to it yet, but it is called mRNA-1273. So it is really kind of given, I guess, a more of a laboratory name so far.
Well, we got COVID-19 and the other one, right?
Well, no, COVID-19 is what the official name of what they're treating, otherwise known as the coronavirus.
Okay.
COVID-19 is the name.
Okay.
So we have two things in process. Now, the United States, and we're really taking the lead to this, and we've been actually working on this for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
As a result of SARS and MERS. So the United States is taking the lead on this for all those countries that don't have a methodology for treatment or vaccine.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll have more. By the way, we're also going to tell you about the second district appellate court that backed the president on the sanctuary cities ban and holding monies back from them. And there's a new sanctuary county in Arizona when it comes to the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, you can go to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and on the right tab is a USCCA logo link. Click on that link, and you will see your opportunity to do two different things. Number one is to sign up to win the free gun a day giveaway. And number two is to sign up for the $25,000 cash prize being given away after Labor Day this year. And boy, you want to get in on that one because it's going to be luck as luck can, you know, one of those deals when they draw the winner. But $25,000 cash prize, you can do a lot with that. At my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link, and that's where it is, right there in the right tab of the home page. So, there you go. All right, now my conversation with Denise Simon continues as we are moving along here. And, you know, the Second District Appellate Court, and I'm not sure if it was a full court or not, because we understand that this is going to wind up going to the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, probably, for final resolution. But they came out and they backed the president's lawsuit against them in the sanctuary cities money situation, where if they're not allowing ICE to do their job, then they don't, the government does not have to give them money.
Well, this is actually a Jeff Sessions. When Jeff Sessions was the Attorney General, this was his lawsuit.
Right.
And so you had a whole bunch of sanctuary cities that did kind of a class action suit suing the Department of Justice because he was stopping the grant money going into sanctuary cities. So you had three appellate courts that ruled in their favor of sanctuary cities, but now you have the Second Circuit that ruled in favor of the Department of Justice,
mm-hmm.
Otherwise known as, yeah. So Now, in order to resolve it, it will probably go to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
What the resolution will be, we don't really know. And if it will, in fact, go to the Supreme Court. Now, it's really kind of fascinating because this grant program was only started, I think, in 2006 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the budget is. I think the budget is in and around 2006 it started. I think the budget is about $450 million that was earmarked for sanctuary cities. The budget is larger than that, but earmarked for sanctuary cities, those monies came to around $450 million, which to me is an outrage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an outrage because of these reasons. By the way, this is called the Brand Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program.
Okay.
That's what it's called. And this was named after a police officer that died in the line of duty. But this grant program is supposed to encourage information sharing, countering terrorism, managing offenders, combating drug crime and abuse, adjudication, advancing tribal justice, crime prevention, protecting vulnerable populations, and capacity building. Now, how many of those things that I just say are the sanctuary cities in violation of?
Probably all.
Pretty much. Okay? So it would be a very easy case for the Department of Justice, who manages this grant program, to argue in court. So for the other three courts to rule on the side of the sanctuary cities is an outrage. And by the way, the Second Circuit that ruled in favor of the Department of Justice, really the Trump administration, if you will, is in New York. And it was a three-panel judge, and it was a unanimous decision.
Okay.
So it really is nuts. That the other three courts could have ruled on the side of the sanctuary cities, if for nothing else, on managing offenders, adjudication, and crime prevention. But the biggest one is protecting vulnerable populations,
mm-hmm.
which is precisely what's not happening. So, very, very happy with this decision. It's a big one.
All right.
In fact, I would say it's a huge decision.
All right. Now, there was another decision yesterday, and that was by Maricopa County. Now, that's where Sheriff Joe used to be the sheriff, and they have come out and declared that they are now a Second Amendment gun sanctuary county.
Good.
Yep. And that kind of goes against the grain of what we're hearing from the governor there in Arizona. But and by the way, the governor ordered the sheriffs to enforce something there which was going against what they had agreed to do pursuant to the oath of office that they'd taken when it came to guns, because they're trying to get rid of a lot of different guns there, and she was telling the sheriffs if they couldn't do their job that they needed to resign. It's a female that's a governor there.
Yeah, well, they're elected officials, so...
Or wait a minute, no, it's not either. It's, who the heck was that? It was a woman, maybe she, let's see, Ducey's the governor there. He's a man, right?
Yeah, so.
She was the attorney general. That's who it was, attorney general. Okay.
Well, you know, you can't do that when it comes to an elected official. Sheriffs are elected officials.
Right.
So if there's a problem, then put it to the voters.
Now, the other thing is, not to be outdone, we have another lawsuit to talk about. And this is from President Trump's campaign. They're suing the New York Times over the Russia story that started all this crap with the FISA warrants and all that. And it's for an undisclosed amount of money, but apparently it's going to be in the millions.
Well, the New York Times had put out what is known as an op-ed. And they have the freedom of the press to do that. But inside the op-ed, they stated a fact. And I don't want to characterize what the fact is because I haven't read the actual text. But the fact had to do such that the campaign was colluding with Russian something or others. And they stated that as a fact. And as that stated fact, they made an opinion about that fact. So they're not suing on the opinion. They're suing on the false fact. Because they didn't do any fact-checking. They didn't check with anybody at the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So where this goes, we don't necessarily know. But now you're going to have all the journalists and all the media and all the ACLUs and all the blah, blah, blahs that are all already weighing in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to understand they're not suing. The campaign is not suing the New York Times for the opinion. They're suing for the false fact that they included in the opinion piece.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something interesting going on with Nancy Pelosi. She's urged for Democratic unity amongst the party and the candidates and all that, as Bernie Sanders is continuing to surge. And I remember when she said, if she made the statement to somewhere along the line, that the Democrats were not socialists and they would never elect a socialist. But if she's talking about sitting back and relaxing and letting nature take its course. And she also said yesterday that if Bernie Sanders does become the nominee, that she could support him. She'd be the good party line girl. A lot of contradictions going on here, isn't there?
Well, she really doesn't have a choice. If she, because you can use her words against her, which means that you know, she wants the voters to make the decision. And her party is fractured. Her entire caucus is fractured. The DNC is fractured. That's evident by the debate that went on the other night. So she's essentially saying we have to come together. And if it is, if Bernie Sanders does become the nominee, then we have to support him. Now, here's the interesting thing, though. Let's to argue. Bernie Sanders is president. For the sake of argument, let's say he's president.
Mm-hmm.
All these things that he wants to do, he can't really do without a Congress anyway.
Right.
And the chances of he being president and then having a Democrat House are slim to none.
Right. You're right. Yep. I don't disagree with you, and I think all I can do is wish him good luck on that one. All right, well, here comes the music, so we'll let you go, and I know you are going to have a busy day doing what you're doing, so we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check her out. Check out the article she writes over there. You'd be glad you did, and get on her mailing list. So there you go, her email list. All right, I'll be right back. Going to take another look at the military news segment coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars in law enforcement grants to force states to cooperate with U.S. immigration enforcement, according to a federal appeals court in New York. The ruling by the Second District Court of Appeals in Manhattan overturned a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states, including New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Washington, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Rhode Island. The states and city
sued the U.S. government after the Justice Department announced in 2017 it would withhold grant money from cities and states until they gave federal immigration authorities access to their jails and provide advance notice when someone in the country illegally is about to be released into the public. At least seven people were killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company in Milwaukee. The dead include the shooter, according to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers. People like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And yes, it is time for our military and veterans news for this hour on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. National Aviation Academy's Bo Browning will be in next hour, bottom of the hour. If you've got any questions, feel free to ask them when he comes in. Meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, people, that more and more young people we know are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many have chosen to go to technical schools or vocational training schools to learn a trade that they don't know that in most cases will not pay them what they think they're going to get paid. And here's why. A lot of the jobs they learn at the vocational schools are going to be union jobs. You're going to start out as an apprentice. You'll be one for almost about a year. You'll be also an 80 percenter, which means you'll get 80% of whatever the normal starting wage is. And you'll just have to earn your way into a position, which is what they do. Now, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., one in Clearwater, Florida. I want you to go to the website for National Aviation Academy. It's NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and check them out online. Once you do that, then give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you and where you'd want to go to school. Either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater in Pinellas County, Tampa Bay, Florida area. That's all you got to do. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's going to open the door wide slap open for you. All righty. The Army, for the first time ever, a service branch, is going to conduct an enlistment ceremony from space. And a Space Force, which has no involvement yet. Now, an astronaut is going to administer the enlistment oath for 800 future space soldiers. How do you like that? 800 future space soldiers are being signed up and sworn into the Space Force, the new Space Force. Now, the Army's first female Green Beret is expected to graduate in a matter of a couple of weeks or so, according to unnamed military sources who spoke with the New York Times about this. This is a tremendous accomplishment for this gal, and I'm sure that the press will be all over it. But hopefully she's up to the pressure and up to the questions she's going to get, because she'll be the first one to graduate from Green Beret School. We don't know who she is yet, but when we find out, kudos to her for getting as far as she's gotten. Now, the Army recently deployed the first full brigade combat team with all of its equipment to Germany to take part in the Defender Europe 20, a large-scale exercise designed to hone the service's prowess in rapid deployment operations. And we'll be training with the European soldiers, NATO soldiers up there, too. The Army's request now for $364 million to conduct a division-sized exercise in the Indo-Pacific region in fiscal 2021 is being confirmed by the Defense Time. The Army wants some $364 million for the Defender Pacific exercise. Now, the 350-ship fleet, despite campaigning on the 350-ship Navy, President Donald Trump is on track to leave office with a fleet smaller than the 308 ships called for by the Obama administration. However, they may be at the 350-ship level with the unmanned vessels they're going to have. That may bring them up to that level. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper has put a stop to the expected release of the Navy's long-term shipbuilding plan, telling the service on Monday to hold off and take another look. We'll see how that goes. By the way, the Air Force, the head of the U.S. Transportation Command, is now, is now pushing the Air Force to rethink some of its controversial plans to retire some of its older aerial refueling aircraft, and leaders inside the Pentagon are paying close attention because they realize they're going to be short tankers. Can't have that. Now, eight people quarantined at Lackland Air Force Base have reportedly been confirmed to have the coronavirus. So they're being held there, or should I say housed there, at the Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. And, of course, San Antonio, we have an affiliate there, 930 The Answer, and good morning to all you folks over there. And by the end of 2020, the carnival season, the Marine Forces Reserve Band Drum Major Staff Sergeant Keith Algio and Sergeant Maria Duty will have led at least 18 Mardi Gras parades through the streets of New Orleans. And they're there doing it again. United States Marine Corps Reserve Drum Band Drum and Bugle Corps there right now performing. By the way, six senators are demanding an investigation into how the Department of Veterans Affairs handled an alleged sexual assault at its Washington, D.C. hospital, prompted by reports that Secretary Robert Wilkie attempted to discredit the veteran who reported the assault. Now, Wilkie was the defense secretary before Mr. Asper. And, once again, the U.S. President, Donald Trump, announced that India had signed a deal to purchase more than $3 billion of advanced military equipment, including attack helicopters. We'll see how that all works out. And the Air Force will roll out the final stage of its commercial startup investment strategy during the March 13th through 20th South by Southwest Music Festival, granting one or more contracts worth at least $10 million to startups with game-changing technologies, according to Service Acquisition Chief Will Roper. And Senator Tammy Duckworth, the former U.S. Army helicopter pilot, said recently that the Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force would have to wait their turn if they want their own version of the Army's futuristic helicopters being developed under the Future Vertical Lift effort, known as the FBL effort. Not to forget about the fact that in its quest to modernize the U.S. Air Force, a stockpile of intercontinental ballistic missiles by Northrop Grumman has partnered with Bechtel and Kratos Defense and Security Solutions. The company announced that this week. And we'll see where that goes. And finally, the number of veterans elected to state legislature posts dropped nearly 2% in 2018, but the number of women veterans and individuals who served in the recent wars saw significant increases, according to a new study done by the American Enterprise Institute. Alrighty, here comes the music. Means we've got to get on out of here. That means Chris Markowski is right around the corner, the watchdog from Wall Street, and we're going to be talking to him in just a few minutes, right after your station's get a chance to pay some bills and shake some hands and all that good stuff. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Martowski is brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, Only Eyes Optical and Boutique is located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-444-7984 and set up an eye appointment with their licensed optometrist. And Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you have from one of the big box stores. Now, if you need a pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention with all the hype when it comes to your glasses, then I want you to check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, because they will meet or beat any advertised price you have from one of those big box stores. Just bring a copy of the ad along with you. That's all you got to do. Show her what you got. And they are a veteran-owned business down there, so they love our veterans, love our first responders too, which is why you'll be taken care of in such a great manner and save money on your eyeglasses too. Lots and lots of money. All right, stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The number again, 941-444-7984, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Chris Martowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Now, we've got the CDC and the president, of course, all involved and wrapped up, and the Democrats trying to make this political about the coronavirus, and oh, they weren't prepared, and oh, they got the wrong people, and all those different things you're hearing there. But I think they're very much prepared, knowing about emergency preparedness, which also, by the way, remember the Ebola thing? Remember that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, we still have a lot of training in that, which is not exactly the way this is, but when you have training in emergency and disaster preparedness to respond to large-scale incidents and whatnot, which is what this could be if it goes the way they think it might go, then training is training. There's no bad training for something like this when you do what's called a mass casualty drill.
Listen, there's only so much you can do with something like this in a free society like ours. You want to shut the border down and completely cut off trade to every single country out there? It's something that we could do. And people were very critical of Donald Trump when he started putting travel restrictions on.
You bet.
There are people right now in Europe saying, hey, maybe some of these European countries should shut their borders. But forget, it's open borders now. It's part of the Schengen Treaty. They're supposed to be allowed to go from point A to point B. It would be difficult here in the United States to cut off an entire state because of the Commerce Clause. So we're limited in what you can do in regards to this. So far, no one has died. We've got 15 cases here in the United States, possibly 16. Yesterday afternoon, when I got my way into the city, when the news broke that in Nassau County, they were looking at 83 people. None of those people have it. They're under surveillance. So they're doing a good job in trying to basically keep this under wraps. But let's bear in mind as well that this disease is not the Ebola virus. You get Ebola, your chance of survival is under 10%.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2% on mortality. It's, the reality is if you're younger, it's your chance are even better. What are you supposed to do with something like this? I mean, let's understand something, people. You get out of bed in the morning, you take a risk. You drive on the highway. You know, I was down there in Florida, and the traffic down around the Sarasota-Bradenton area is insane.
Yes.
And accidents all over the place. You get in the car, you take a risk getting into your car. It's people are freaking out over stuff like this. You know, it's funny. You see somebody cough somewhere and everybody turns their head like they think they've got some crazy disease at that point in time. But it's got to calm down. It's going to be dealt with. It's being dealt with. There's going to be a bit of an economic slowdown because of this due to some of the quarantines and what's being done. Sure. But you know what? We'll move on from that. They really, really like hyping these things up to a degree that's just patently absurd.
Now, I got a question for you. Remember the Zika virus?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of money was given to the people for that, and a lot of that money kind of disappeared and didn't get spent the way it was supposed to, and nobody went to jail about it, this, that, and the other. All of a sudden, the president asked for $2.5 billion to help fight the coronavirus. And Chuck Schumer goes, oh, no, it's not enough. We want to give you $8.5 billion. So the president says, well, if they want to give us a little more, we'll take a little more. But what will happen to the billions of dollars that we know is going to disappear with the virus thing here? Will this come back to bite Donald Trump in the nose if he accepts the $8.5 billion that Schumer wants to send to him?
Now, I don't know many people in Washington, D.C. anymore care about wasting money outside of maybe Tom Cotton, Rand Paul. There's really just not that many people there. And it was money that was left over from the Ebola fight, and the Democrats got upset because they wanted to divert that. Our government doesn't care about wasting money. I don't know what they're going to do with $8 billion. I really don't. I don't have any idea. So they're going to request $8 billion. What is that going to be spent on? But where did you come up with the number? When they throw a number out like that, anybody ever do this? They say, where, for what? What? Mm-hmm. You're asking me for asking the American people for $8 billion. What do you need the money for? Can you lay it out for us? They can't.
Yeah.
They can't. It's like Bernie Sanders saying, he's got all these plans and things he wants to do. He's got no idea how much it's going to cost. None whatsoever. And that's how they operate. They don't care.
Yeah. Now, there's one other little part to this equation here, and this is a question from James in Clearwater. He said, since less than 3 out of 5 students graduate from a 4-year college, even given 6 years to do it, just 59%. Why should we be paying for everybody to go to college, even if the money was there, which it isn't?
Should. Not everybody should go to college. It's part of the problem. It's real easy. You could determine statistically who's going to succeed in college and who isn't going to succeed in college just based upon their grades in high school. And we tell everybody that that's what you need to do to be successful, and it's not right for everybody. And that's part of the problem with the student loan issue is that you're sending people off to college, they're taking out loans, and they're not even finishing in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like they're buying, you know, it's like buying a car with three wheels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the point? And you can't put a fourth one on. Mm-hmm. There's no point in it. And we continue to do this. No, we shouldn't be doing it.
Do you remember the big, huge gasoline explosion? They had the gas leak, and some people were killed up in Massachusetts. It destroyed a whole city block and a housing area up there. Do you remember that?
I'm trying to get my arms around it, Matt. I really can't recollect the entire.
Well, the name of the gas company was the Columbia Gas Company. They were just fined by Massachusetts, the state of Massachusetts. They were just fined $53 million, the largest fine ever on record for a public utility for the explosions, for their part in having defective equipment which caused that leak.
Yeah, I don't know much about the case. I really don't. I don't know the value of the property that was destroyed. Were there casualties?
Yeah, there were a couple people killed and a lot of people injured.
It seems pretty low. If you got a couple of people killed in that situation, it really does.
Well, it happened like in mid-morning, after people were already on their way doing things.
Well, no, I'm saying that the numbers, mm-hmm. the $53 million seems low if you had a couple people killed.
I got you.
Maybe that's just dealing with property damage and not dealing with loss of life.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, and by the way, Jim is saying take the extra money and spend it on the wall.
To me, I look at the wall situation, and I know it's going piecemeal a bit here, a bit there, and yep. I'm not a big fan of the wall in the first place, but it seems to me unless you get the entire kit, can, and caboodle for the wall, there's no sense in having one. If you're going to do it, you got to get the whole thing done.
Well, I was in favor of digging a deeper river, maybe building a moat down there, and loading it with alligators or something. Let's see them cross that.
Yeah, I'm still a big E-Verify guy.
That too. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour with Ron Edwards. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition, and I shall return with more. And boy, I'll tell you, it's going to get a little nippy, and we'll talk a little bit about the Northeast up there and the big old blizzard going on off the Lake Erie and Lake Ontario.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.